This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja today. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. In his remarks during the delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said, India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. He cited defense, energy, technology, health, education and culture as areas of cooperation between India and Nigeria. The Prime Minister said, both nations have been working together to deal with challenges like terrorism and piracy. Prime Minister Modi thanked the Nigerian President for honoring him with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger. Mr. Modi said India is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid to support Nigeria in its flood relief efforts. He expressed confidence that through their joint efforts, the two countries will be able to place issues concerning Global South on the world stage. 7 memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were signed between the two countries following the talks. Earlier, Mr. Modi received a ceremonial welcome and guard of honor at the presidential villa in the Nigerian capital. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of the Indian community in the country. He reached Abuja last night on a 2-day visit to Nigeria. He was given a rousing welcome upon arrival. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro later in the evening on a 2-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. With only 1 day left for campaigning for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra, senior leaders of various political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, addressing a rally in Nashik, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said the NDA government has implemented several new schemes for the welfare of different sections of the society in the last 10 years. Senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis held a mega roadshow in Nagpur. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting in the city. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a rally at Gadchiroli district. She claimed the ruling alliance leaders were trying to divert attention from real issues. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing the election meetings in Bokaro and Dhanbad, BJP President JP Nadda accused Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren for rampant corruption and misrule in Jharkhand. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, addressing an election rally in Dumka, accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot has resigned from the party. In his resignation letter to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot said that the party is facing grave challenges. He alleged that political ambitions have overtaken the party's commitments towards the people, which has left many promises unfulfilled. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has said that the centre's Vision Next program will provide an impetus to the textiles manufacturing industry. Speaking to the media after a review meeting at the National Institute of Fashion Technology in Chennai, Mr. Singh said, currently the textile industry employs 4.6 crore people and this figure is expected to grow to 6 crore by 2030. In Ukraine, 5 persons were killed as Russia launched large-scale aerial attack targeting energy infrastructure across the country and causing widespread damage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said 120 missiles and 90 drones were launched during a massive combined strike on all regions of Ukraine. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the severe category with an air quality index AQI of 447 recorded at 5 this evening. In hockey, India are playing against Japan in the final group stage match of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar. In the other matches, China beat South Korea 2-0 while Malaysia defeated Thailand by the same score. And that is the end of this news bulletin.